This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hey everyone, and welcome. You've probably heard the expression, when a baby is born, when we have a newborn baby in the family, often the comment will be made, this is a fresh gift from God, straight from the presence of the Lord. In other words, this new little human being has the touch of God that is so pure, so fresh, such a reminder of what God is like, that we are touched by the presence of something, quote, so fresh from creation, you know, created by Almighty God and now gifted to us. Well, that has happened. That has happened recently in our nation, out in the open for everyone to see. You've probably heard the name Damar Hamlin. This young man is an athlete. And during competition, I don't know that it was necessarily a particularly rough game, but at this particular time in the game, this young man really dropped to his feet, completely motionless, and basically stopped breathing so that everything moved into motion to resuscitate him, really to save his life. However, the mood and the appearance on that day, as this tragedy unfolded in front of our very eyes on national and, I'm assuming, international television, basically we see a young man whose life has ended or is under such threat is about to end. And you've probably heard the story. In a very short period of time, hours and days, he began to recover. And what stands out in the mind of the nation is the power of prayer connected with his recovery, because everyone became single-minded and focused on prayers and intercessions for Damar. I mean, definitely people were so compassionate toward him in particular, are particularly compassionate toward him. But listen, this was a real move of God in our nation. It's undeniable. The Lord had the attention and the focus of so many people. You know, think of that. That many people praying the same way, at the same time, in unison, in one accord, with a heart to see a miracle. It was a cry for a miracle, see? And we got it. We got that miracle. I believe it's a national miracle. And you can hear the Lord saying, in the midst of this demonstration of his, not just his power, but his glory, you hear him saying, pay attention. Listen, pay attention. Watch what I'm doing. This is what I'm capable of. You do your part, I will do my part. So God's supernatural power on display in the last week or so, as we've watched this young man leave one medical facility that's especially for trauma and move to a general kind of care closer to his home, we see something that is an undeniable miracle. And that's why we've dedicated this podcast to sitting down with you and discussing the specifics of this kind of bold faith and a lifestyle that includes this kind of bold faith, so that you're not just moved in the stirring of the moment because you can see the tragedy, because with the absence of television cameras, we would not have been able to see it and thereby be moved. But see, this is an inclination that God gives to his people automatically because they're born again. It's part of his plan. And we've said in our last podcast, looking out into the new year, we are going on this podcast to expand that emphasis to also include what that it means for us in the time that we're living. What does it mean to see a miracle like this, a national miracle, right in front of your eyes, undeniable? What does that mean in the time that we're living in? So it's a prophetic thing we're seeing, a prophetic act by Almighty God, I believe, and those who have an ear to hear can hear, can pay attention to what's being said. Honestly, Zechariah said this. It's written in Hebrews. Look at 2 Peter 1, 18 through 20. We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it as to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. So this epistle, again, that reference is 2 Peter 1, 18 through 20. We've heard this voice, see? And this prophetic message we've seen and heard from the Lord is completely reliable. So we do well to pay attention to it. It's like a bright light shining in a dark place until the true day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, in the world. I believe in the catching away of the church. Zechariah said that the people would not listen, that they would not pay attention. He said the Lord declared the people wouldn't listen, they wouldn't pay attention. So the result was not good. The writer of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 1, we must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. You know, don't let this drift. Pay attention. Don't lose. Continue to hold on to this prophetic demonstration from the Lord. He will do that very same thing for you. He will do the very same thing for you. So I find, you know, when there's an absence of understanding in this area, it's not a lack of sincerity or anointing. It's really a lack of knowledge. It's a lack of teaching. It's a lack of teaching that imparts that gift of understanding revelatory things. And so this also affects our prayers, you know. Rather than beating the air with powerless prayer, we have the power to charge the atmosphere with prophetic prayers and intercessions. We're living in an important critical time. So when you have the authority in the room, you should be the one talking. God has given you authority to speak up and release truth. So when you realize you have that in wherever you are, whatever the setting, speak up. You need to step up and help lift the load. What load? The load of bringing the kingdom into manifestation in the earth, just like it is in heaven. That's what we're here for. That's our task. That's our job. I believe that in 2023, you and I will receive the prophetic anointing to speak, to write, to prophesy, and to engage the culture in a very strong and effective way. I believe that. And if your heart has not been there, tell your heart, go there. Tell it. You tell your heart, I am going to participate in this move of God, the release and the outworking of God's supernatural power to draw all men to Him. We have a report about our ministry that really highlights what we do. We call it the Year in Review. And that review, I'm going to put the link here in our show notes. It is, it contains the report, the results of the last year, 2022, that the result of the voice that God has given to our ministry. And as you know, our passion here is to inspire bold application, God's word. And so see, my prayer is that your life as a disciple will enlarge daily in demonstrations of disciplined faith, mature leadership, and wisdom to impact your generation. So in this year in review, back to what I was saying, there is in that report that we have on this podcast downloads in 28 countries around the world. Listen, I cannot say thank you enough to all of you who are our listeners, who are a part of what I consider the congregation. And now that you're part of this community, listen, this is your personal invitation. Join us every time we gather for every episode. We're going to sit down and discuss specifics, this bold faith lifestyle. So see, we won't be lacking in knowledge. It won't be a lack of knowledge, but we'll add knowledge to our sincerity and anointing. So if you enjoy this content, the content you've heard so far, I'm going to just ask you to do this. Help us spread the word so that we can reach more people just like you. You can subscribe to this podcast. That's so important. You can check the social links at the bottom of the show notes. You should also know that we have a YouTube channel full of content, and our devotional book, Running with Horses, is available online. And most important, be sure to rate and write a review for our podcast, for this podcast, Running with Horses. You can do that on Apple or your favorite platform, and you'll find the links for all of that right here in the show notes for every episode. Just pay attention right there and help us do that. And listen, there's one more thing. This is really best of all. You'll find out that our content is consistently, it places a demand on the prophetic gift within you. And you're going to find all of that in one place in this great new app that we have. It's called SWM, or Shirley Weaver Ministries. You can go and download it in the Apple Store or the Google Store. It's a super convenient and easy way to get to all of the content that I've mentioned, and it puts everything right at your fingertips. That means the podcast, we have blog posts, of course, the daily devotions. There's a complete Bible right there in the app, so you can do your research and study right along with us. There's a contribution tab, and social media links so that you can share with friends and really get involved. And listen, we're adding more all the time to this app. So be sure to check us out on the App Store, Shirley Weaver Ministries. And I want to say again, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thanks to all of you in those 28 countries. It's so great to have you. And I believe you will. I hope that you'll love being a part. I believe you will. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclearTrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.